few words about my time with Ted over the last several months and meeting with Alan and Cindy to talk about their dad. As we talked and shared, they told me a few things. Ted was born in Trenton, one of four children, and as I spoke with the two of them, I was actually quite surprised by what they told me. In the little time that I knew Ted, I found him to be pleasant enough, but generally very serious. It turns out his children knew something about him that is very different from that. His son Alan shared with me about Ted's childhood, and that there were all kinds of antics that Ted had a hand in. One involved Uncle Jack and Ted and their mother's unlabeled food cans. It seems who was actually responsible is unclear, but Alan remembers his father telling of creamed spinach cans that could be placed in the fire in just such a way that they explode for maximum effect. There's another story of a young Jack and Ted taking their bicycles down to the gas station and inflating their tires with air to the point of making one explode. It turns out Ted is not who I thought he was. We all have many facets that make us who we are, some good, some bad, but for Ted today, we are gathered to honor his life and bless the family that knew these many facets to who Ted Stempel was. His daughter told me about how he considered entering the ministry. Instead, Ted taught English and social studies at Christopher Columbus Junior School. His love of history was abundantly clear to his children, especially when they traveled on vacation. Alan and Cindy seemed to both celebrate and lament being exposed to every single museum from New York to Ohio. Alan said he was sure he was the only kid in school that ever visited graveyards with his family to do etchings of the tombstones. The hours they spent at historic locations may have been laborious, but I think they were both exposed to a part of their dad that really showed who he was. Ted was an Eagle Scout, and later, as a scoutmaster, led many Boy Scouts through the ranks into adulthood. Many of those young people grew to value their relationship with Ted, who cared so much for them and helped guide them through the anxieties of adolescence. Ted served in the military and helped his son discern whether West Point was the right school for him. He was always present for his kids' sporting events and supported them as best he could, once that even meant Ted leaping over a high fence surrounding the field to have a very frank conversation with a referee at one of Alan's soccer games. Ted was a very imposing figure. He was a big man, and yet he did so much to help his community with who he was, whether by recommending changes for the township or serving on the town's planning board. Ted showed his devotion to those around him in so many ways. For his daughter, years ago, he actually had a very long conversation with her now current husband, Ray. Ted had to make sure that Ray was the right man for his daughter. I think one of the most striking descriptions of Ted came from a neighbor. She said of Ted that he was like a lamp post. He was just always there. He was a bedrock for the community. He was a member of this church. He was a father and a husband who loved and cared for his family as best he knew how. When I asked Alan and Cindy about the tone of today's service, they told me that Ted's story is a story of success. Today is a celebration of victory. Ted did all that he could for his family, and especially for his wife, Joyce. He saw her through her most trying years and was faithful to her to the very end. His death is sad and a loss for all of us. But in the end, I believe he accomplished what was most important to him. He loved his wife to the end. He may not have been perfect, and none of us are, but he did what he could so that those around him would know truth, would know righteousness, and in the end, that they would find life, even in death. May God bless Ted Stempel in this life and in the next. Amen. The family has asked that if any would like to share their thoughts and memories of Ted, that now is your opportunity. Just give me a sign and I'll bring the microphone over to you so that you can share your thoughts and memories of Ted. Are there any that would like to share?
Can't add much to what the pastor had to say. However, when I think of Ted, I think of the word gentleman. He was truly a gentleman. He was a big guy, but he was as soft as could be. I'm honored to have him as my friend, and I, you know, often sat down and talked with him, and he was a wonderful, and his family should be proud of him. He's a wonderful husband, a father who really, really cared about his children, a caring son, a caring brother, a caring friend. He loved people. He loved having been a teacher and having taught all his students. On top of loving that, he loved New Jersey. He loved this country, and he was an honor. He felt that this was the best place in the world, and he did as good a job as he could to make it better. I happened to come across something over the weekend that I said, boy, this fits Ted. Truly great friends are hard to find, difficult to leave, and impossible to forget.
Thank you for your words. Are there others that would like to share?
As was mentioned, Ted was in scouting. So was I. I knew Ted primarily from scouting. And I must say that he was very, very precise in what he did, how he did it. Actually, it turns out it made my job easier because I was a scoutmaster after Ted. Probably knew the tech that wasn't scouting and devoted quite a bit of time to it. I was very fortunate to have him as a preceding scoutmaster because of his directness and his dedication to the job. It made my job much easier too, as I came home. But anyway, it was important for Ted to be with the scouts. And one last point of just thanks, Ted. As he said to his boy, what's the number of the soup?
335.
335. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.
When
we first came to this church about 20 years ago, after the Sunday service was over, a lot of people would say hello and go on their merry way. Ted was one of the few people who would actually come and talk with us, and that makes him very special to me.
Are there others?
I can do this. I've been a friend, a close dear friend of Ted's for over 40 years. I met him through this church, this wonderful church and family of God. We worked in the Sunday school together. He was head of the Education Commission, and he was quite ahead of the Education Commission. He was an educator. He was my confidant, my mentor, and my go-to guy. When I had a problem, a question, he advised me. He always listened, and his advice was wise, very wise. Ted was a simple man who didn't want a lot of the lavish, materialistic things in this world that so many people want. He loved his home. That was home. We would invite him over for dinner. We invited him to go out for dinner with us. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do that. We visited him in his home because that's where he wanted to be. And as you know, Ted did what he wanted to do. We know that well. He loved scouting so very much, being an Eagle Scout, and received the Silver Beaver Award, which is a very high award in scouting. He stood behind our two older sons as they became Eagle Scouts, and he supported us through that. The service was here at this church, and Ted was very much a part of it, and we thanked him for that. Ted loved flowers, and Cindy, these flowers on the altar would have made him so very happy, and he would want them shared with other people, and today we're going to deliver them to some of our homebound people in the community. That would make him happy. He loved his family. The stories he told us and shared with us on our visits to his home, oh my goodness, if I had time, I'd share them with you, but I don't. Very special. Just loved his two children, his son-in-law. He adored Ray and everything Ray did for him. And he adored Alan's wife, Nancy, and of course their granddaughters. He took care of his bride 52 years, and he did it well. The Lord gave him the strength to do that. I'm so proud of him for that, because it was hard. And we visited him on a regular basis, and he's a very special man to have done that. I love Ted very much. I will miss him. I will miss his stories. The world, all I can say is the world is a better place because Ted Stemple was in it.
We went to visit Ted in the hospital about a year or so ago. And we went to the visiting guest to get a pass. We said, we want to see Ted Stemple. So we don't have a Ted Stemple. We have an H Stemple here. Found out a month ago, H didn't stand for anything, but that was his first initial. We had to find it. We did. We did it. We did eventually. He was just a good advisor and wise old dude that
he loved you. Joyce turned the tables on him. He figured he was going to be
in ill health to the end. And then all of a sudden, he really had something to live for. And he lived it with his wife with a lot of dignity. When I grow up, I want to be like him. If I ever grow up. God bless you.
Thank you for those. those words. Are there any others that would like to share this afternoon?
To add what has been said, I'd just like to briefly say, to me, Ted respected people, and that made him, in and of itself, an extra special person to me, and I'm just so glad that the Lord chose to share him with us. Thank you.
Any others?
H. Theodore Stemple, Ted. Back in 1980, there was a family that came to this church on a Sunday morning, and as you heard, Ted would speak to people, not just say hello and go by. And it brings to mind from the Gospels, of at least three of the Gospels, that if you receive and live as a child in the name of God, you will do good. You are blessed. Such was Ted Stemple. After the service that morning, the family was there, and Ted came over and spoke to them, parents and three boys. And he looked at them and he said, "Well, boys, you know we have a wonderful Sunday school here, and would you like to see what the rooms are?" Now, Ted Stemple was a big man, as you all know. And they kind of looked up at this man and looked up and looked up. And then Ted kind of got down to their level. And he said, looked at the parents, and he says, "They're okay. I'm just going to show them the Sunday school rooms." And he took them out through the Sunday school here and talked to them about it and whatever. And they came back and looked at the parents and said, "We like this church and we like this man." So they joined the church and have been fairly active in this church ever since. That family was us. And the boys were here. They grew up here in this Sunday school. Ted told them about the Boy Scout troop that was here as well. Even though he was not involved with that troop, but he still told them about it and how wonderful scouting was, and two of ours were in scouting at the time. But I always think of Ted receiving the child in the name of God, and how wonderful he was. And then I recall also, God gave the gifts of the Spirit to different ones of us and different gifts. The gift of wisdom, the gift of kindness, the gift of faith. Yes, Ted Stemple exemplified those throughout his life. Whether it was a child of five or a person of 95, Ted was there for them and carried them through. And he certainly exemplified the wisdom and the faith and the kindness. So when Ted reaches that homeland and rejoins with his wife, we can look and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Thank you, Mike. At this time, what I'd like you to do, open up your bulletins.